Florida Department of Law Enforcement officials say Naeed Nashidai tried his hand at forging release orders in 2009, but failed to secure his freedom. It was shortly thereafter that he began coaching other inmates to create bogus orders and to have them delivered to court clerks by someone on the outside. Joseph Jenkins and Charles Walker's other three conspirators were arrested and charged with assisting escape and harboring escapees in connection with the September and October escapes in which they forged judges' signatures. But FDLE Commissioner Gerald Bailey says the investigation remains open.
These arrests, I think, represent significant progress in this case, and we definitely have a more clear understanding of the fraud. But it's important that you understand that this is still an active investigation. We still have numerous leads and evidence to filter through. The reward money remains available for anyone with information about this case.
Bailey reiterated that investigators have no reason to believe any Department of Corrections or Clerk of Courts employees were involved. He also says corrections staff will continue verifying release orders with judges directly until the state can expand its e-filing system. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.